views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monday. And I am so excited to talk to you about today's topic. It's very real life. It's something that's happened over the last couple of weeks. I was speaking with a friend, a very good friend, and she had called me up to discuss this situation that had happened to her and it happened to be with a family member. And it just got me to thinking, because I always love to bring everyday real life situations to our conversations here how, whether it's me going through it, whether it's somebody else going through it, and what happens. I love that. You know, my belief is that we're all connected, and I love if I can help someone else to not feel alone. And so I hope that after today's conversation, if this has happened to you or if you're going through it now, that you won't feel so all alone. And also, too, that you'll have some more information about how better to deal with this and to go through it. So what we're talking about today is when someone puts others down to feel better about themselves or to lift themselves up. And it's kind of become an epidemic almost. I think after we go through today's conversation, one of the things that I wanted to bring up is that sometimes this is an all-out attack, and this is what happened in this situation, and I'll explain more. And sometimes it's super subtle. Sometimes people are doing it, and it's become so part of their daily talk and their daily behavior that they don't even realize that it's being done. And if we're unaware of it, then we don't know that we're experiencing it. The other thing too that I want to bring up is that we do it. I mean, I very much have done this, and it's something that for me, I have worked on, and I've become very aware when it comes out of my mouth. And so I like to say now that I'm quick to, like, I've removed it from my vocabulary and speaking this way. And so we're here to, as I mentioned, we're connected, and we're here to be here for each other and be connected and help each other and communicate. And so when we're putting others down, I want to talk about why it's happening. I want to talk about what it looks like. And I also want to talk about what we can do. Because that was, you know, something big that came out of the conversation with my friend, was that she had this all-out attack, and we feel overwhelmed. We feel, you know, a lot of times this is out of the blue. Like this happened to me. I mentioned on another show, this is something that happened with a family member and myself during the holiday time, that this was really I was unexpected. And when it's unexpected and it's something that we're we're thankfully not used to, or something that doesn't happen to us often, we don't always know what to say. We don't always know how to respond. And that's what I also want to talk about today, because that was part of my conversation with my friend, was that, what do you do now? What do you do with this information? What do you do with this behavior? And especially sometimes it comes from someone who does it often. And when we talk about these subtle attacks, I want to talk a little bit about, like, this is something that's going on with me now. There's someone in particular that loves to do these subtle attacks through social media. And it's interesting because, again, too, right, you're putting somebody else down and to get a validation for who you are, to get a validation for what you're doing or for what you've accomplished. Or so, you know, you to become self-aware of that, it's a wonderful thing. And it's, you know, you have to let go that you might do this, because when you become self-aware of it, and then you can make changes and you can work on your talk and your behavior and your actions and your beliefs, in that you grow into, you know, a more loving person. So let's dive right in, because I have a lot to talk about on the topic, and time goes by so quickly. All right, so what does it look like? What does it look like when, whether you're doing it or when somebody else does it? So what can happen is we can receive put downs from our loved ones, our coworkers, even strangers in general conversations. It tends a lot to come from negative people. If you are around someone negative, you can notice that. If you pay attention, this is a way for you to get an understanding of what it looks like. Is if you're around someone negative, or maybe you have that friend or that coworker that there's always a negative talk coming out of their mouth, is that you can pay attention to what they say, and they are usually talking about someone. They're usually putting someone down. They're usually judging. And so it doesn't have to, it can be an all out attack, in the sense of what happened to my girlfriend, and what's happened with my family members, that there was an all out verbal attack on something I've done and what their perception was, okay? And that's what happened with my girlfriend, is that their perception of something she did, they felt very hurt by. And in turn, when you're putting somebody down, you know, if it's an all-out attack, it can look very loud and aggressive. And so whether it's through a one-on-one, or whether it's through email or text, unfortunately, that's what happens in our world today, is that it can be look very aggressive, and it could be so hurtful, and, you know, very, very negative, very hurtful words. And so you can, starting with, if you have some negative people in your life, you can pay attention to their behavior and what they do. And what that does for you is that, one, it makes you self-aware of what others are doing, and it also makes yourself self-aware of what you're doing. Because there have been times when I've been around somebody who their thing is just to gossip. Unfortunately, their thing is to put people down. And so I can sit back and listen to what they're saying and say to myself, that's not what I want to come out of my mouth. And so it's a lesson. It's a blessing, right? It's a blessing to learn that lesson in how they're behaving, and how you don't want that in your field, in your energy field. You don't want that in your environment. You don't want that to be coming out of your mouth. So they could be, so going back to, what does it look like? It could be confrontational. It could be, you know, an all out really attack. I tend to call these people blamers. You may have somebody in your life that is a blamer, and realizing that there is maybe someone in your life that operates this way is also there to help you understand that they're not only going to attack you, they've attacked others. And so what I don't want you to do is to take it very personally. And that's a conversation that I was having with my girlfriend. And just to give you an example, the person who was doing the attacking was listing all these attributes of what he felt she was. And it was not nice, unkind, selfish, just very negative and fearful words. And we can't take that on. We can't all of a sudden question ourselves and say, oh my gosh, I am being selfish. If that's not who you are, you know, we're going to talk later in the show about when people attack us and call us things, it's me personally, I think it's very healthy to say like, okay, was I being selfish in this situation? Like what really did happen? Let me look at it from their perspective. Let me look at it from my perspective. And we've spoken about that. We've spoken about looking through the lens of other people for compassion and empathy and understanding. But it's not okay to take those attributes on, especially when they're so negative. So when they're going all out blaming, take notice if this is their, what do they call it? Their motive, right? Their MO, if this is what their usual behavior is, because that's going to help you put it in a perspective to be like, oh, like, yeah, this is what they do. I don't like it. And it's not okay that they treat me this way. And we'll talk about that and how to deal with the situation. But it gives you a heads up. It gives you an understanding of like, boy, they did it to, you know, my sister 2 weeks ago, and now they're doing it to me. And that was what happened with me, with my family member, is that it's my brother and this is what he does. This is the blame game, I call it. And so again, it doesn't always, it really hurts to go through, but it helps us put it in perspective about what's going on. So we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the subtle put downs, because that's something that unfortunately can happen daily in our lives. And if we're not aware of it, whether we're doing it or whether somebody else is doing it, it can add up and it can become very hurtful. So you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the subtle put downs. And if you, you know, these could be messages that we receive daily, and we not only receive them from, you know, friends and family, we could be receiving these from TV, from radio. You know, part of marketing, right? The strategy of marketing is to let you know what you don't have, and therefore highlight what you don't have because they have the solution. But that plays on our self-esteem and our self-worth. And especially if we're you know, not actively building our own self-esteem and self-worth, because don't forget, self-esteem and self-worth is derived from self. That's an internal, it's internal. So what's happening is you're under this constant bombardment, and those little attacks then lead up to, you know, chipping away at our self-esteem and self-worth. And therefore, then when something a little bit bigger happens, it's a big blow to us. You know, we take it, it hurts. And so just be careful. You know, it's, you know, those subtle criticisms, sometimes it's somebody saying to us, hey, you look good, but this would look better. Or, hey, I like what you did. You're great in business. What are you thinking about doing more? So it's always about looking for that put down is always about looking for what you didn't do or what you can do better. And it's the words that we use. I'm not saying that we shouldn't strive to do better, because that's right. That's been my message all along, but it's the words that we use. It's about focusing on the negative. It's about focusing on what we didn't do. And when we're putting somebody else down to lift ourselves up, not only are you, it's putting somebody down and then the same sentence saying what, how you could do it differently or how you could do it better or look what I did. And so, you know, maybe coming home, you know, something as simple example would be, you know, my kids coming home and talking about a test that they got a 95 on, and they'll say to me, hey, I got a 95 in the test, and Johnny only got a 90. Well, why does Johnny even have to be part of the conversation? So those little behaviors that we do, the way that we use our words, it's such a huge impact on people. And it's become so normal as part of our vocabulary, as part of our everyday conversation about those, like I call them like little nitpicking put downs, you know, talking about what somebody's doing or talking about somebody's life and not having all the details. Well, that's a put down. You don't have any of the information, but yet you're judging someone's life. Oh, and possibly in the same sentence talking about how you would do things differently, even though you don't have any of the information that's going on. So it's important for us to recognize this, because as you're talking and improving the way that you communicate with people, you're going to start identify and see where those little put downs are happening. And then we'll talk about later in the show on how to deal with them and how to make adjustments in friendships and family relationships. I was speaking to a client about a month ago, and she was dealing with a severe situation. This was when we talked about it for bullying. I mean, this is a subtle bullying that we're talking about today. You know, when we covered the show, when we did that series on bullying, it was very much more outright. But this is like a subtle bullying that's happening. And a client of mine was dealing it with sisters and it was so hard because, right, she's with them every day. This is happening daily and it's part of her life daily. And so knowing what to do can be so helpful. And something similar to my girlfriend who I was talking to the other day, this was with a family member that she has to see in the future. So this is important to recognize when we do it, when it's being done to us, and then that way we know how to make adjustments in how we respond, and we can make adjustments in setting those boundaries with others. So why do we do it? Why do we do it? And a lot of times is that it has to do with low confidence in ourselves, low belief. Sometimes that belief is that constructive criticism isn't a put down. And that sometimes we're just being negative. Sometimes it's control. People who have, you know, feel the need to put others down, it's about control and covering up their own insecurities. Sometimes there's a big trauma. Sometimes when we're dealing, I know in my own family, my brother was dealing and has been dealing with a big trauma, and that trauma caused so much pain, and that's what's coming through. That pain hasn't been dealt with. That pain hasn't been healed. And so a defense mechanism is to hurt others. We've talked about in some shows, hurting people hurt people. So hurting people hurt people, and loving people love people. So when it's interesting. I have this mechanism for myself is when I say something hurtful, I step back and I say, okay, I'm hurt. I must be hurting now. I'm hurting about something. And what is it that I'm hurting about right now? So again, it's that self-awareness. And then when somebody now from identifying the put downs that were coming out of my mouth, now I'm identifying when people are doing it to me, I can say like, they must be hurting. So what is it that they're hurting about? And so I may not always be able to know what they're hurting about, but what it does for me is it builds compassion and it builds an understanding and it builds empathy. And again, too, as we've talked about before, these aren't excuses, right? This doesn't make it okay. This is about us, right? We can only control ourselves. So this is about how we go through the process. So if I'm understanding that they're unhappy, that they're hurting, then it gives me that moment that I can step back in compassion. They're frustrated, you know, they might have anger issues. It's more, you have to remember when someone is putting you down, it's about them. It's a reflection on them. And that's why when we'll talk about later about what our responses can be, never respond with a put down. So when I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, we were talking about, you know, that saying two wrongs don't make a right. And I changed it a little bit. I was saying, well, two hurts don't make it okay. And so when somebody is putting you down or somebody is being hurtful to you, sometimes our defense mechanism, the reaction, because it's a reaction, it's not a response. Our reaction is to then hurt them. And that's 100% what we don't want to do. So sometimes too, and we talked about this through bullying, and that's why too, I want to highlight that these subtle put downs and even these massive put downs, when you're in a confrontational situation, this is a form of bullying. So there's control issues, right? There's a lot of pain issues. There's it's about them versus about you. And it's a reflection of them. It's not a reflection of you. And as we discussed in the bullying, I think one of the things that we want to do, I know one of the things that we want to do is we want to scream from the rooftops and defend ourselves. We want to make ourselves right. And that's in this situation what you need to let go of. You need to let go of that need to be right, because that's what they're doing. They're putting you down to show you how they would do it. They're putting you down and in turn saying, this is what I would have done. This is how I would have handled the situation. That's a right and wrong. That's them showing you how they're right. So don't combat that. Don't, you know, one of the sayings that I've been hearing is don't sink to their level. And it's not about it. And, you know, raise yourself up. Don't even think about going down. Just raise yourself up, raise your standard, keep going, be more loving. And so your response is like right away, you want it to automatically go to that compassion and that understanding and that love. Like bathe them in love because they need it. They're so hurting. And again, even those subtle ones, you know, I've been in conversations with people where it's, we call it gossip. And I think we've given these words like, okay, like fancier words, like gossip is put downs. That's what it is. And if you're in a conversation, if you're hanging around with people who that's their form of conversation, what does that say about you? And that's what you need to ask yourself. And so don't raise yourself up. And sometimes standing out or taking yourself away from the crowd is difficult, right? And you might feel isolated or alone, or not screaming to the world that you're right, or like, look what this person is doing, might make you feel somewhat isolated and alone. And we'll talk about that, about dealing with that. But that's, you know, that's the loving way. That's the healthy way versus combating the hurt with more hurt. So they're hurting you. So you in turn want to hurt them. And it's just, you know, it's about don't give away, empower yourself. No one can make you feel bad about yourself unless you let them. And so they can't let them think that they made you feel really bad, and just let it go. So again, too, it's going to be about when we get back from break, we're going to talk about what you can do about it. But again, this is all like, it's like a muscle that you constantly put into exercise. And that's why it's nice. It's helpful, I should say, if in your daily course of just going about life, you don't need this massive blowout, this massive blow up to teach you. You can get it from daily life. You can get it from your environment. You can go through this and make your changes for you just going through your daily life every day. So let's take a short break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about, how to handle when people put you down to raise themselves up. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so here's the important part is what do we do? Because that was a big part of the conversation that I have with clients often, and also my conversation with my girlfriend the other day is that, well, how do you respond to this? What do you do? And so we just talked about, we use the phrase not sinking to that person's level. And you have to remember too, part of what's going on in that hurt is they're looking to get a reaction out of you. And I've done it myself, and I'm speaking from testimony is that you, when you're hurting, or let me talk from my perspective. When I'm hurting, I'd want to scream it. I want someone to be there with me. And so if I convey that in an unhealthy manner, then I'm out to hurt someone. Then I'm hurting, and so I want to hurt somebody else. And so the healthy way, right, is to reach out to the person who you trust and say, look, this is what I'm feeling, and I need some help here. But unfortunately, sometimes I learned from a young age about unhealthy communication. And so it was like a retaliation, right? So when you retaliate, all it does is end up hurting you even more so than what that person has said to you. Because knowing that if you're the one who has the power to let somebody hurt you, right, to how they make you feel, then if you're speaking from a place that you don't want to speak from, that's what's going to hurt you. That's what you're going to feel yucky about. So you don't, you want to practice coming from a loving place. You don't want it to be where, you know, you're giving them this response that they're looking for, right? So what can you say? I love some of these because some of them are bold and some of them might sound strange, but I've used them and it works. And it's also a way to deflate the situation in a way, right? So one of the things that I have used and I like to say is I say, thank you for your opinion, because that's what it is, right? That's an opinion. And we've had shows on opinions and about what to do with those opinions. And so seen as somebody, thank you for your opinion, is just leave it at that, right? Thank you for your opinion, and that's it. And they don't know always what to do. And usually what it does is it ends the conversation. They're waiting for you to respond with anger. They're waiting for you to attack them back because they've just attacked you. Or what's happening now on social media is, do you see the back and forths that people get into? You know, it was when we had the whole political climate going on, and we still do, but that was causing massive hurt back and forth. And so rather than, responding with what they're looking for, respond with what they completely don't expect. And that is, thank you for your opinion. And then I like this one. It's thank you for your gift, but I think you should keep it. So when you feel that somebody is attacking you, or you could say that's very generous of you to give me that information, but I think you should keep it. Or that is very generous to give me that information and I can't accept it. Again, too, we're looking to end the conversation. Because when somebody is coming from the place of a put down, they're not in a loving place. They're in a fearful place. So again, I'd rather end the conversation and go back later and have a conversation where we can both be from a loving place, if that's possible. But don't forget, but as a reminder too, this serves as a reminder to let people know how powerful their words are and that they should be really more aware of what they're saying and how they're saying it. So it's a reminder too, to let them know that it's their anger. This isn't your anger. So where they're coming from, right? And you're letting them know, I don't need to take this burden on. By you saying, I can't accept this information, this is a great gift. Your words are a gift and I can't accept them. You're letting them know that I'm not taking this on. I'm not going to take your burden on. I'm not going to take your anger on. I'm not going to take, you know, this was interesting because a lot of my brother's anger came from childhood, which, right, we are brother and sister, and we grew up in the same house. And so I've let anger go. I've dealt with that and he hasn't. And so I was letting him know, I'm not taking your burden on. I'm not taking your anger on. I've worked through this. If you want help, if you want me to show you how I work through this, I'm happy to, but I'm not taking this on. Here's another one that I love. And for anyone who hasn't heard of Byron Katie, take a look, Google her, and she does some amazing work in this field and is so helpful. But something she says that she shares with others is, thank you, you may be right. And again, too, is that saying this, and this goes back to what we said in the beginning of the show, is that you're not taking on what people say. However, it's okay, and I think for me, it's a great self-aware tool, is that if somebody is feeling hurt, if it's by me or hurt by something I've done that their perception was whatever, I want to know, and I want to talk about it, and I want to be self-aware, and I want to look at it from what I can do differently. I don't want to be attacked for it, and I want to have a conversation about it in a loving way. So if somebody attacking you makes you feel defensive, then that's just a heads up that to look inside yourself and see why the comment bothers you so much. And so that is a great gift. That in that turn, that's a really wonderful gift, because talk about being self-aware and learning and growing and developing. And so, to give you an example is if somebody is, if it's in a subtle put down, and I'll give you an example. So it was so interesting. An acquaintance of mine, it did a subtle put down in a Facebook post. And I got defensive, and I was like, okay, wait a minute here. What am I getting defensive about? And so what I could do is I could drill down that emotion that I was feeling and talk through it. and then let it go. And then what it did was it brought me back to such a place of compassion, because then I felt sorry for them. I felt empathy for them. I felt compassion, because if you have to put me down, right, to lift yourself up, then you're hurting. And so what I want to do is I want to reach out and give love. I want to reach out and hug and converse and sit down. So it changes you entirely. So it's great. So I think it's a wonderful thing. You know, I thank you. You may be right. And again, too, this is like we spoke about before, and she goes on to speak about this more, is that a person can't hurt you unless you let it. And so you have to honestly look at yourself and see why that comment or what that person said is hurting you so much. And it's okay if at, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, maybe it's a family member and it's hurtful. Like I, you know, when my brother and I had this confrontation, I was hurt that my brother would speak to me that way. But again, too, I was then at that point coming from a place of compassion and understanding, so I could let that hurt go and then want to help him. And so it's a beautiful ebb and flow, and you're not getting stuck in this hard emotion, in this hurt. You don't want to stay there. You want this to move through you. You want to go through this. You want to work through it. And so it can be a beautiful gift, you know, again, to its perspective, right? So if someone is subtly putting you down, or if there's a big confrontation, it can turn out to be a beautiful gift about what's going on, learning about them as well. You know, with my brother, we've had to set up boundaries about our relationship, and that's a beautiful gift. That's okay. It doesn't have to be where we're constantly, you have the permission to redefine your relationships. You have the permission to have relationships that change in your life. Everything doesn't need to stay the same. So again, too, it's just a wonderful thing, right? You can gain a deeper awareness of yourself and why you reacted the way that you did. And also, too, what will happen is as you work through this, a common word that people use is the word trigger. It becomes, right, it becomes less of a trigger for you. So when somebody says something or that attack is done a certain way or they're hitting on something that is a trigger for you, it becomes less of a trigger. And then all of a sudden you'll notice that it just doesn't, you know, somebody else could subtly put you down or somebody else could put you down, and you're like, you just let it roll. You go right through it and you see it for what it is. We're going to take our last break, and when we get back, we're going to go through a few more points about how to deal with this, because I think this is so special. And, you know, my dream for everyone is that you thrive through life and have less struggle. So, when we get back, we're going to finish up. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's finish up our last segment. Okay, you can, and it might be a little difficult, but that's okay. You can let the person know how you feel, and you should. Not at that moment, possibly, because tempers may be high, or you can assess the situation. Sometimes when we're in a subtle put down, maybe it's in a gossip situation, it's you could handle it in a way where you're just letting the person know that, you know what, I don't want to talk about other people. I just, let's make this the focus of, you know, the conversation is about me and you and what's going on in life. I think that happens. I've seen that happen a lot with my clients. I have many clients who are moms and who they're around other moms, and it just tends to be, start out as a positive conversation, but maybe take some detours along the way. And so it's just a great little way of just saying, you know, this doesn't make me feel good. Because when you're approaching somebody with saying about, you know, this, you know, you blowing up at me just didn't make me feel good. You can't, you know, there's, you're just letting them know from an honest, authentic place about how you're feeling. Now, if you have someone, then again, respond to that. You're dealing with so many anger issues. You're dealing with something bigger than that. And then that's another conversation for us to have about setting different boundaries, because that's what's going on. And so you have to understand that you're not always going to have, if it's somebody that has so much anger and has to work through so many issues, you may not be able to have the relationship with them that you desire. And so it's about looking at that relationship differently. It's about setting up those boundaries to have a relationship with them, especially if they're a family member. There's something else I want you to remember. You don't need somebody else's approval. And so somebody telling you about how you could have done things differently, how what you did wrong, how they would have handled the situation, you're not looking for their approval. You don't need their approval. Never. However, sometimes what you can, as part of the process of walking yourself through this, is that when your intention is so good and you're coming from your heart, you know, I make mistakes. And so if I made a mistake to cause a pain to you, I'll take that responsibility and I'll apologize for it. It doesn't, all you need to do is come to me and say, this is how when you did this, this is how I felt. You know, similar to what I'm saying to you to do to somebody, to respond to somebody else. So, So you don't need someone else's approval for what you're doing or for your life. So when you start to let that go, then you'll start to, their put downs just won't bother you. You know, I'm not looking for people's approval of what I'm doing in my life right now. I'm making huge changes. And I'm sure, I mean, I've already gotten comments and emails and text messages from friends and family about, you know, how crazy I am. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not looking for their approval. And that's a wonderful freedom of living your life. Ask yourself, are they confirming your story? So, you know, this is part of your own self-reflection. So this goes back to what I said about Katie Byron, about looking at it as a gift. Like, what they're saying is, am I behaving that way? Am I not a good listener? Am I not, whatever they're accusing you of, you know, taking a look at that. But as far as confirming your story, the example that I want to use is not taking on, like, if your self-esteem and your self-worth, if you're going through a building stage right now and you're building up more self-esteem and self-worth, if somebody attacks that, you may latch on to that and use it as a confirmation of, like, see, I am no good. See, I'm not kind. But don't take that on. Don't let them confirm a story that you're saying. So also use it in the opposite, where what my beliefs are, my beliefs are my beliefs. And so my belief about, let's bring religion into it. My belief about Jesus, I have friends who choose not to believe that. However, I don't take what they say to change my belief, because my belief is so strong. So just take a look and see, are you feeling beautiful and positive and coming from a loving way, and they're saying you're not, and then all of a sudden you start to believe what they're saying. That you don't want to do. You want to see, you want to check and see what your inner beliefs are. So this is a great, you know, going back to what we said before about taking that self-reflection and doing that self-awareness, is that when somebody especially when they subtly put you down, you have to say to yourself, like, why am I getting triggered, right? What are the beliefs about me? What do I believe about myself? What do I believe? And so then you could start to do that, you know, checks and balances about what's going through you. So again, it turns into a positive. It turns into a great exercise of dealing with, you know, what you believe about yourself, not what somebody else is saying. And this isn't always easy, and it's really uncomfortable sometimes. I know when I started responding to, in a way of, especially, like, you know, saying, like, thank you, but this is a gift that I don't want to receive. Or when I first started, I remember saying, like, this is a gift that I'm not ready to receive yet. And so it was a great way for me to end the conversation. And also, it was a great way to help me not react, because I was, when I started on this journey and I started wanting to come from a more loving place, you know, you get these situations and these opportunities to help you work through that. I read a great article, and I'm going to do a show about it, because I thought it was so amazing. And it has to do with praying to God and asking God for our prayers, and how God, examples of ways that God answers prayers, and what it taught me, and what I want to share with you now. And it was so impactful, and I really want to do a whole show on it. But giving this example, when I asked to come from a more loving place, I think the puppy dog and unicorn and rainbow thought process, right, of everything working out beautifully, the first thing that came to my mind was, I'm just going to act more loving. It's going to come to me. I'm going to be that way. And instead, what happened was, God put lots of situations in my path for me to start, right? For me to start chipping away at being more loving. And so it was a really good wake up call. It was a wonderful wake up call for me to understand that as we, when we want to be, right, we want our hearts to be so pure, the way to do that is to get squeezed. And the way to do that is to be uncomfortable. And so just know that as you're going through this process, it's going to be uncomfortable. And that was something that I shared with my girlfriend when I was talking her through this. To me, from my perspective, I know something wonderful. Like, she is moving into her next level of who she's going to become, because this was such a big upheaval. And so when we look at it that way and we have that perspective about it, I feel for me, it makes it a little bit more exciting. It doesn't always make it easier, but it does make it like, wow, like this is important. This is important for me to experience. This is important for me to go through. So I hope, I hope that does it for you. So thank you so much for being with me here today. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. You guys have been great about emailing me and commenting privately on Facebook. So you can reach me at Jen Zellup, or you can reach me at JenniferZellup@yahoo.com. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZellup.com.